Jesus, and welcome back to the Sisters Podcast. I'm Lois.
I'm Bree.
And I'm Jada.
Today we are talking about enhancing our prayer life. We've said it on here multiple times that prayer is the most powerful weapon that we have and the most underused one. Like, we all know we need to pray, but like, how do we actually enhance that? I think when I was studying for this, I was on the phone with my brother and I was like, you know, like, we all know we need to pray. That's the thing. It's just like, we say like, pray, we're praying for you and like all this stuff. Yeah. But knowing that we need to and actually doing it, I was like, what can we say that's actually going to make a difference in people's lives? Like, everybody's like, I know I need to pray, but what can we do that's actually going to help? I read something that said the greatest tragedy in life isn't unanswered prayer, but unoffered prayer.
Yeah, that's so true. Prayer is an amazing gift that God's given us, and it's one of our biggest blessings. It's a good and perfect gift from above.
Oh, yeah.
James 1:17 says, every good and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow due to change. We have the opportunity to talk directly to God. I'm not, when I'm not as consistent as I should be in my prayer life, I think about how crazy it is that God's given me this amazing gift and I'm not using it. Just think about someone giving you just the best, coolest gift in the world and someone, and then having to beg you to even open it. That's crazy to think about, but that's what God's done for us.
Betty Bananas Bonkers. Crazy.
Yes. Crazy.
Even that crazy.
But that's what God's done. He's given us this gift and he has to remind us over and over and over again to actually use it.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Prayer is such a comfort to us. It helps us. I should be ashamed if I'm not taking advantage of it. I think the biggest way we can enhance our prayer life is first recognizing what a privilege it is that we can talk directly to God.
Yeah, for sure. I believe, sadly, in a lot of Christians' life, prayer is something that is talked more about than anything and practiced less than anything.
Yes.
That's just such a common thing. And you cannot have a good relationship with God without talking to him.
No.
Imagine, like, if one of us was married and we're just like, to our spouse, I'm just not going to talk to you. What kind of relationship would that be?
It's not one.
No communication. Yeah. Like, if you just cut off the line of communication with God, how are you supposed to maintain a relationship with him?
And when, let's say we don't see each other and we don't talk to each other, I feel so distant from you. When we don't talk to God, we are distant from him.
And if you, every time when we talk about relationships, whether friendship or spouse or boyfriend-girlfriend relationship, communication is constantly talked about. And so if it's that important, and even in the worldly view of it, communication is still talked about and talked about as something important. So if communicating with earthly people is that important, how much more important is it for us to communicate with our Heavenly Father?
Yes.
And I think a lot of times we build up this prayer. We're like, prayer is so good. Prayer is the best thing that you can ever do. But do we actually use it? Like, it's actually something that we use. And like, when we're in situations, and I know that people don't mean it this way, but I don't like when people are like, all we can do is pray. Because, yeah, that's not all you can do. That's like the best you can do is pray. So I try to, and because I find myself saying that. So I try to say the best thing we can do is pray. Because that's the best thing that you could possibly do is pray about it.
You literally told me that yesterday, but that's just like a matter of, well, not a matter of fact. That's just a fun fact. There we go.
Fun fact.
You literally said, like, prayer is the best thing we can do. It's like, right. Anyway, I just had to bring that up. But I think a big thing for me, like, I have to consistently remind myself of this, is God longs for that relationship with me. He like, the Almighty God longs for that personal relationship with me. And, like, the same God who created the universe and, like, gave us salvation and all this. He, I'm his child, his child. And I don't have kids, but I am an aunt. And anybody who knows me knows that I love my kiddos more than anything in the world. Shout out to Clara and Nolan. Literally just like the biggest pieces of my heart. And I crave that deep relationship with them. Like, I just, you know that feeling when a kid like runs to you and like wraps their hands or their hands around your neck? Yes. It's just like the best feeling in the world. God wants that feeling with us. Yes. He wants us to run to him and wrap our arms around his neck. I'm going to cry talking about this, but it's just so sweet that like, that is what God wants with us. Like, he longs for that personal relationship with Lois. Like, Lois is God's child. Lois needs communication with her father. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Revelation 3:20-21 says that he's at the door knocking. He is mm-hmm. begging us to let him in. He is literally begging mm-hmm. us to let him in.
Yeah.
And how often do we just leave him out in the cold?
Mm-hmm. And like Jada said, we have access. We have complete access mm-hmm. to him. 1 John 5:14 says that this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. The same God who created the world, who created you, is at your door knocking, mm-hmm. and we have this access to him.
Mm-hmm. I know, I'm trying to think of, there's a preacher, like an older preacher, maybe it was Marshall Keeble. I don't know, I remember hearing this quote, but he used to say that our relationship with God is like a phone line. This was back when you had like, I don't know, back in the old days where you had a phone line. And he's like, it's like not connecting the cord. Like you have the phone line, but if you just don't connect the cord, that's on you.
Yeah.
Mm. He probably explained that so much better than me, but, you know, that's fine.
When we pray to God, we should have no doubt in our minds that he's going to answer it. James 1:6-8 says, "But let him ask in faith, with no doubting. For the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea that is driven and tossed by the wind. For that person must not suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord. He is double-minded, unstable in all his ways."
Mm.
A lot of the times I know I have a hard time trusting anyone. And if I'm not careful, that can leak into my prayer life.
Mm-hmm.
I know God answers prayers, but sometimes it's hard to think, like, out of all the people in the world, God's going to answer my prayer specifically.
Yeah.
But when I doubt him, my prayers are not going to be answered. Mm-hmm. I'm unstable in all my ways.
Mm-hmm.
Unstable means likely to change or fail, not firmly established.
Mm. And I like that it says in all your ways, not just one specific mm-hmm. one, yeah. but unstable in all your ways.
Faith and prayer go hand in hand. When you pray, you have to believe that God's going to answer it because he will. And we know mm-hmm. that. It's just we forget sometimes. Mark 11:24 says, "Therefore, I tell you, whatever you ask in prayer, believe that you have received it and it will be yours."
Mm. I think my attitude has changed a lot towards prayer throughout different, just like recent years, different trials and different stages of life. But when we were kids, I think our prayers were the most genuine prayers in the world. Like mm-hmm. the prayer of a child is just so precious. But the difference between my prayer when I was younger, like I always knew that I needed to pray.
Mm-hmm.
And now is like genuinely seeing the change in my life and in my friend's life for the things that they're praying for and the things that I'm praying for and seeing God fulfill those things. And like God answers them in ways that you just can't imagine. It's mm-hmm. it's amazing. And all the different kinds of prayers, like pleading, like there's times where I'm just sobbing, like begging mm-hmm. God, like, please help me, you know, like prayers of thanksgiving and prayers, just all these different things where you see all these different aspects where God is answering his children. It's mm-hmm. just so precious.
Mm-hmm.
I think one of the things the Bible says about prayer, pray without ceasing. I think that's a verse that comes to a mm-hmm. lot of our minds. And that doesn't mean like our entire life, we should be praying, because that's impossible. We have other things that we have to do. But it just means, like, our life should be like a continual prayer. There shouldn't be a season or time of our life that we're going without praying.
Mm-hmm. Prayer should be our first resort, not our last resort.
Yes. Yeah.
I was turning to Matthew 26:41. Very slowly, apparently. "Watch and pray, lest you enter in temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak." We know on earth that we're going to be tempted. We know that our flesh is weak. Mm-hmm. So why are we not praying to be shielded from temptation?
Mm-hmm.
Like, even if that just cut down the temptations, like a fraction of the amount, like say every single day we go through 100 temptations and we pray to be shielded from temptations. Okay, well now we only have 50 temptations.
Mm-hmm.
How much stronger are we going to be because of that?
Mm-hmm.
But yet we don't. Like,
yeah. Philippians 4:6 says, "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication." And I think it's interesting that it says be anxious for nothing, yet we're always more anxious than we are prayerful,
mm-hmm.
or more angry than we are prayerful. And in this verse, it says, "But in everything by prayer and supplication." So I find that very interesting that sometimes it's hard for us to do that, in everything to pray and be mm-hmm. more prayerful than mm-hmm. we are anxious or whatever other feelings we're experiencing.
So what do you two do that helps you pray?
Sometimes when I'm driving, I like to pray out loud because mm-hmm. I don't know, I just think a lot when I'm driving.
Yeah.
So it's a really good time for me to pray. There's also this app called Echo. And it's really cool. You can put a list of things you're praying for. And then as you see those prayers answered, you can check off. And I have like, can look back and see prayers from years ago and see, oh, wow, these are answered now. And it's just really cool to look at that. It's just, I know I should be praying, but it just helps you have so much more faith when you can actually physically look and see all the answered prayers.
Because sometimes we forget to do that. Sometimes I'll just randomly in the middle of an answered prayer realize, oh, wait, I prayed for that. And like, whoa, it's like a whoa. I love to do that too, like driving. I used to go, I have to drive like a 45 minutes to go to school. And every morning, that was my favorite thing to do, was to just pray out loud, like a conversation. Another thing that I like to do is a lot of times I don't know where to start when I'm praying. And so I'll pray through Psalms and or pray through Psalms. There's so many prayers in there. Like, it's not just one. Excuse me. It's not just one, a prayer for one specific thing throughout the whole Psalm. It's different prayers, prayers of thanksgiving, sorrow, prayers of rejoicing. It's a beautiful book. And like the scripture in that book is just so beautiful, and it kind of helps you, I don't know, it kind of helps me be able to express what I'm trying to say more. So like when I'm praying just without praying through Psalm, then I can, or without praying through the Psalms, I can think about more of how can I say what I'm actually feeling. And it's just, it's really nice.
And when I think of the Psalms, I think of David's prayers. David was a pretty crazy man. Like, he lived a crazy life. This man, like, one, he was a shepherd. I do not like being alone at night. Like, just terrifying to me. Imagine being out in the middle of a field guarding sheep by yourself. No, I would rather pass away. I would be terrified. Not my thing. David was, imagine the fear that came with that. Like, he was the protector of, like, that gives me shivers. he was also a king, and he led a nation. Like, the amount of stress behind that alone, and he was a dad. He was a husband of many wives. He had a lot of prayers to pray. He was, like I said, he had a crazy life. He had a prayer for every situation. And if anybody was pouring out his soul to God, it was David. Back to what Jada was saying about praying out loud, I think that's one thing for us that can be easy to fall into, is because we have that line of open communication with God, praying anytime, any place can easily turn into praying no time, no place if we aren't careful. But it's everything about Christianity is intentional. And I know we've said that several times, but it has to be. It's not an option. Having faith is not an option. If you're a Christian, you have to be intentional. It doesn't just happen by chance. And again, any place, any time can turn into no place, no time, if we aren't careful.
And you can feel when that happens. I know that when I would go a long time without praying, like, I would be like, what is wrong? Like, what's going on? And I'm like, oh, wait, did I take time to pray? It's like that song. Isn't that a song?
Yeah.
Like, did I actually take
time to pray? You left your bed this morning. Did you think to pray or something like that? You really can tell a difference. Something for me, my time of praying in the car, I am easily distracted. In general, I'm just an easily distracted person. But in my shower is when I think I have my best prayers. I just have no distractions. And that is like genuinely, every shower is like my prayer time. And there's sometimes where I stay in the shower way too long because I'm just so lost in thought. Like, you get that shock, like, oh, that's a long shower. Anyway, but that's my time. It's just like, I have no distractions. It's just me and God and the cold water, apparently. I love that. And then back to the Echo. I don't have Echo, but you got me a journal for Christmas. I don't know if you're, I'm sure you remember. It's not been that long. But anyway. I said, I don't know if you remember,
but but actually, I know you do. It wasn't that long ago.
Well, anyway, you got me a journal for Christmas, and I started keeping a prayer journal, and I had never done that before, which I should have, but I can see such a difference in my prayer life. Just writing, like I said, I'm a very, like, I don't know if scatterbrained is the right. My mind is always going. Like, I'm a go, mm-hmm. kind of person. And writing it down has helped me so much. Mm-hmm. Like, I'll be writing one thing and they're back to my mind wandering. I'll be thinking of something else to write down. So I'm like, before I know it, like, I have such a long prayer list. Well,
think about, like, when people have a planner and they write down important things they don't want to forget. Mm-hmm. That's, like, what a prayer journal can be.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I love it. And then I love going back through and seeing, like, yeah. Oh, God's answered this. God. Mm-hmm. Or, oh, I haven't prayed for them in a while. I need mm-hmm. to add that back in there. And another thing I think that we can easily fall into if we're not careful is how often do people ask us to pray for them? Mm-hmm. And we're like, I'm praying for you. I'm praying for you.
But we,
like,
don't ever do it.
But we, then it's like at that time, or even like I'll pray right then. I'll stop what I'm doing right then. I always stop it. I'm like, okay, I'm going to say prayer right then.
Mm-hmm.
But I should be continually in prayer. So I've gotten where I write down prayer requests.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I know our group chat with us and Lydia, we have all the time, hey, this is going on. Will you please pray? And we're all praying for you, praying for you, praying for you. And we'll, like, check back in with each other. And, like, that, I love that. It always means so much to me when, like, I get a text. We all do it. Like, literally, mm-hmm. I think it's so sweet. Well, I'll be like, hey, I'm really going through something right now. Or, like, hey, this person who I asked, like, really struggling. Will you please pray for them? And it's just so genuine. But anyway, mm-hmm. back to my list. So scatterbrain, there I go again. But on my list, I can write down prayer requests so then I can remember to continue. Because those people are relying on those prayers. When you tell someone, Jada, I'm praying for you or something like that, you're relying on Lois to pray for you. Like mm-hmm. that, those prayers matter so much. They
do. Yeah. That's why I think it's important for me, at least, because I don't remember things. I have so much new stuff going on in my life. It's like, I don't even remember the person's name. And so just writing their name down, like when they're announced, just writing them down on a list and actually going through and praying for them.
My friend, our friend, y'all know him, Austin and I were talking again. I was on the phone with him yesterday talking about our outlines, what we're working on, all this stuff. And I told him I was working on prayer. And he's like, oh, well, like, I used to do this. I need to get back into it. But I carry around a note card every single day. And on one side of it, I have a scripture that I want to learn that day or reflect on that day.
Mm-hmm.
And on the other side, I have prayer requests. Like, if I think of somebody, oh, let me write them down so I'll remember to pray. Or if somebody says, hey, will you pray for this? I'll write it down. And throughout the whole day, he'll just take it out of his pocket and look at it and reflect on it, which I love that.
That is a really good idea.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think when we pray, we need to remember that we need to come to God humbly and sincerely. Matthew 6:5-8 says, and when you pray, you must not be like the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and at the street corners, that they may be seen by others. Truly I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you pray, go into your room and shut the door and pray to your Father who is in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And when you pray, do not heap up empty phrases as the Gentiles do, for they think that they will be heard for their many words. Do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask him. God cares way more about our heart than the fancy words that we're going to say.
Oh, yeah.
This reminds me of my roommate. When she first became a Christian, I remember her being so nervous to pray. Like, if it was just the girls eating or having a Bible study, she didn't want to be the one to do it because she thought that she couldn't do it right.
Mm-hmm.
And I just remember thinking her prayers were so beautiful because they were so genuine. Yeah. She had lots of reverence, but it was like she was talking to a friend.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we're doing when we're talking to God. She didn't need every extra special eloquent word. She was just talking to God.
Eloquent. God's our greatest friend.
He is.
I think that goes along. It makes me think of, like, we're to make sure that we're praying prayers of thankfulness. Like, when those things, when we do, like we were talking about, when we do have those people who we've prayed for and we see, oh, wait, this happened for them. Like, this is answered prayer to thank God for it. I know that my pop just recently, he was not doing well. He had heart surgery, was not doing well at all. And literally, we were telling different churches to pray. I was texting everyone I knew, can you pray about this? And I was praying about it. Like, so many people were praying about it. And when we could all see the prayers being answered, I couldn't stop, like, just in the middle of my day, just saying, thank you, Lord. Like, thank you so much. Like, thank you for always being faithful. And just having that prayer of thankfulness, just to recognize that, like, he did this. Like, this isn't just, you know, like, this is an answered prayer. And just to know and to rejoice in that. Mm-hmm. And I know when I texted the group chat, because again, we texted that and everything, and I asked for them to pray for him and for our family. And their first reaction was praise God, like praising him and thanking him. And I love when my friends have that reaction to when I send them, like, this is what's happened.
It's all because of him.
Mm-hmm.
It is. Makes me think of course, we all know the verse pray without ceasing, but the context of pray without ceasing is this is in 1 Thessalonians 5. Verse 16 says, rejoice always. 17, pray without ceasing. And then 18, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. So we all know pray without ceasing. Without ceasing.
Hopefully that too.
In everything give thanks. Yes. So our prayer should be prayers of thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
How the accent just came out there.
It should be.
Thanksgiving. Also makes me think of Colossians 4:2, which says, continue steadfastly in prayer, being watchful in it with thanksgiving.
Yeah.
I think another big thing in a lot of people's lives is pray when you're anxious and overthinking.
Mm-hmm.
For me, I don't really struggle with anxiety. I'm not really an anxious person, but I do overthink. Like I've said, my mind is always going. So if I'm overthinking about something in my life or someone in my life or something like that, I've started just stopping what I'm doing right then and praying.
Mm-hmm.
And I can see such a big difference in it. Like I will just constantly be like, this will be running through my mind. And I'm like, well, okay, let me pray about what's going through. And like, it still might be running through my mind, but now I'm praying. And like, instead of just thinking about all these situations, all these different people, all these things, let me pray for this person. Mm-hmm. Let me pray for this situation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it makes me think of Philippians 4:6, which we've said this a few times, but be anxious for nothing but by prayer and supplication. We're literally told that prayer is the answer.
Mm-hmm.
I read something, I don't know where I read it, but this lady said that she has done something that she calls like walk by praying or something like that, where like in different times of her life, like say she's walking by this person, she'll like, oh, I need to remember to pray for them. So like when she's walking by, she'll say a prayer for them while she's walking by them. Or if she sees an ambulance, she'll pray for that person in the ambulance, which I think our friend Avery told us that she does that.
Mm-hmm.
Where she sees an ambulance, she'll stop right then and pray for that mm-hmm. person and for the doctor's family, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that's really cool. Just like walk by prayer. Like when you see somebody, you should think, hey, let me pray for them.
Mm-hmm. That's so, I love so this genuine. Lady that I go to church with. I was riding with her and her family, and she always did that. If there was a wreck or anything, she'd mm-hmm. be like, we really need to pray for them.
Aww.
And like whoever was in the car or whatever man was in the car, she was like, could you like say a prayer? And so we would do that. We would sit and say a prayer while we were driving, wherever we were going. And I always admired her for many things, but specifically that.
That is very sweet.
Matthew 6:25-26 says, I might read more than that. Therefore, I tell you, do not be anxious about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is life not more than food and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? I think being anxious is one of my biggest struggles. And sometimes it's really hard to figure out how to get your mind to stop racing. But 100% of the time, praying helps. God's mm-hmm. literally telling us, you don't have to worry about anything. It's all in my hands. Mm-hmm. I take care of the birds. I'm going to take care of you.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, we can't forget that. And that's something I do have, like, instead of just sitting here and thinking, oh, what if, I just need to pray. And it always makes me feel better. So I don't know why I don't just do it more often.
Yeah.
It really does make such a big difference when you stop overthinking and start praying.
Yeah.
Or I'm telling you, my mind just always races. I'm just that kind of person.
Me too.
But I'm just always thinking about like people and things and just like, I don't know, mm-hmm. maybe I have a problem. But I've gotten to where I just pray. I really do think I have a problem. Why did I just talk like that? Pray.
Pray.
That was funny.
I think that's something I struggle with, is kind of opening up to people, to specific people. Like I don't just open up to every single person. I have to like know this person and like be okay with this person.
Mm-hmm.
And if I'm not careful, that can kind of flow over into my prayer life.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think for me, it is important for me specifically, just because I kind of struggle with it, but to remember that I can and need to be open to God. He knows everything that's going on. He knows me, but I need to be able to be open with him. I I know this girl, we had this conversation and she was like, for me, it's been really hard for me to pray because I can't forgive myself for some things in the past. So I feel like I shouldn't even be talking to God. And that's a dangerous place to be, just because mm-hmm. when we have those feelings, that's exactly what we need to be doing, is praying to God mm-hmm. and be open enough to whatever state we are in to be able to pray, to when we're rejoicing, to pray about it. When it's a prayer of need, we need to pray about it. Thankfulness, we need to pray about it. We need to be comfortable enough to pour out our heart to the mm-hmm. Lord. I think of Matthew 11:28. It says, come to me. And it talks about that we will find rest. And I think that we need to remember that it's not something that, oh, I need to be scared to talk to God. It's a scary thing. Like, it's there so that we can have this rest and that we can hand this over, that it's mm-hmm. not in our hands and it will never be in our hands. I think of in 1 Samuel 1:15, I was reading this before we started studying for this and I found it interesting. And then we studied about it. And I was like, well, let's talk about it. But 1 Samuel 1:15, Hannah says, I am a woman of sorrowful spirit. I have drunk neither wine nor intoxicating drink, but have poured out my soul before the Lord. She was sorrowful. So, and I feel like we've been there before. I know I've been there before, where I'm literally just laying on the floor and just like laying out my heart to mm-hmm. the Lord and just sobbing because mm-hmm. of hurt. And that sorrow should lead us to talking to God and to laying out our heart before the Lord.
I think sometimes, instead of having the attitude of, I'm not good enough to talk to God, sometimes we trick ourselves into thinking we're too good.
Yeah.
We think, oh, I've got it all together. I mm-hmm. can handle this. I'm in control. This did not affect me. This didn't hurt me.
Right.
But it's okay if we don't have it all together, if we can't handle everything that's thrown our way, because we're not in control. God's in control. It's okay to humbly come to God and tell him, I can't handle this. I'm at my limit. God wants to and will take care of us because he is in control. This makes me think of Jesus praying in the Garden of Gethsemane. Lois, can you read that? Yeah. Luke 22:41-44.
Luke 22, what?
41-44.
Okay.
And he was withdrawn from them about a stone's throw, and he knelt down and prayed, saying, Father, if it is your will, take this cup away from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done. Then an angel appeared to him from heaven, strengthening him. And being in agony, he prayed more earnestly. Then his sweat became like great drops of blood falling down to the ground.
I think this passage shows the humanity of Jesus. He was in such agony that his sweat was like drops of blood. He was about to go through something unspeakable, and I can't even imagine how he felt. Mm-hmm. He said, Father, if you're willing, take this cup from me. If there's any other way. He was terrified, but he still said, God, you're in control. He said, mm-hmm. not my will, but your will.
I think that we need to remember that prayer isn't just a pastime, but it's the most powerful in any time. I wanted to turn to 1 John 5:15. Let's see. And if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we have asked of him. Mm-hmm. So we need to remember, like we've been saying, this is a powerful tool. This isn't just something like a pastime or a hobby. Like mm-hmm. this is a powerful mm-hmm. tool that we should be using.
Mm-hmm. I think we need to remember that even when we don't know what to say exactly, mm-hmm. we should still be praying. Romans 8:26 says, likewise, the Spirit helps us in our weakness, for we do not know what to pray for as we ought, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words. Mm. I don't know how this verse doesn't bring us all to tears. Mm-hmm. When we have a hurt that's too painful for words, mm-hmm. the Spirit helps us when we can't come up with those words. We need to pray when it's easy and pray when it's hard. Pray when we could talk to God for hours. Pray when we don't even know what to say. Mm-hmm. We need to pray when we're happy. Pray when we're sad. Pray when we're thankful. Pray mm-hmm. for when we're just dissatisfied. Pray in every circumstance of our lives. Pray in every season of our lives. Pray in the morning. Pray in the evening. Pray without ceasing. We just need to pray.
Yeah. I think one thing that I think of is Matthew 6:8, which says, "Therefore, do not be like them, for your Father knows the things you have need before you ask him." We don't pray because he doesn't know. God mm-hmm. knows, but he wants us to rely on him mm-hmm. and have that reliance on him and want to go to him, because mm-hmm. he will hear us and he will answer it. Mm-hmm. We just need to go to him. Like you said, in every single situation, pray without ceasing. Mm-hmm. Well, ladies, any closing remarks that you have? Well, thank you for tuning in with us today. We would love to study the Bible with you. Please reach out to any of us if you have any Bible questions. You can look us all up. I guess we haven't really set our Instagrams, but mine is Lois A. Webster. If you have any questions, you can message me. Breeze is Tobrisha Ray.
Yes.
Oh, look at me go. Jada is Jada.where.
Look at you.
So if you have any questions, feel free to reach out to any of us. My email is also on the Facebook and probably other things. Our website also has communication. Anyway, there's plenty of lines of communication. So reach out to us if you need anything. We love each and every one of you, and we'll see you next week. Bye.